Be good to your skin. You'll wear it every day for the rest of your life. Renee Willow.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Howdy ho there, my fellow essential oil lovers. Samantha Lee right here. I'm your host of this podcast, which is the world's number one essential oil podcast. Thanks for coming round today. We've got a great episode here today where we're going to dive into the fascinating world of skincare. You'll hear my conversation with Susanna Kent, who's been working in the skincare and cosmetic industry for a very long time. She's got some great tips coming at you. But first, allow me to share my favorite oil from this past week. This past week, we did a huge photo shoot for the family, as well as new photos for my business. If you follow me on Instagram or you've checked out my website, SamanthaLeeWright.com, you'll probably see some of those photos coming up, but you know how awkward it is to get your photo taken when you're not a model, and no one really likes to get their picture taken that much. So I get very camera shy. So I made myself a diffuser blend. I named it the Conquer the Day Blend. I needed that oomph. I needed that spark. I needed the help. So I combined two drops each of marjoram, Northern Lights Black Spruce, lemongrass, and orange. It smelled divine. It got me energized. Everyone who was a part of the shoot had a great time. Marjoram, I think, is a very underutilized oil. Its smell is so unique. It's like an herbaceous, one of those kind of savory herbs, but it's got such an uplifting scent. The Greeks used to refer to this plant as the joy of the mountains and considered it a symbol of happiness. It's a powerful one. You might want to avoid this one in excess if you are pregnant. Now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Katie in Los Angeles, California, and it's called the Blemish Buster. To make the Blemish Buster, take 10 drops tea tree oil, 10 drops lavender, 5 drops rosemary, and 3 drops lemon. Fill in a 1-ounce bottle with jojoba oil, add ingredients, and mix. Apply 3 to 4 drops to blemishes as needed. Thanks so much for your recipe, Katie. You have been entered to win our monthly giveaways, and you can too. Just email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com with your original favorite essential oil-based recipe, and you can be entered to win a bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite DIY recipe ebook. Once a month, we pick a random winner out of everyone who submitted recipes into the dugout.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts, and also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with the lovely Susanna Kent. Susanna is a licensed cosmetologist with certifications in cosmetic chemistry and nutrition. She's an artist at heart. She specializes in designing custom nails for other artists and creatives. You can catch all her sparkles at Susanna-Kent.com or on Instagram at Susanna Kent. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that you've been working in the skincare industry for a long time now. What got you interested in that field?
Well, I've always been really excited about skincare in general. From the time I was really little, I was really obsessed with like making my own skincare. And that was sort of more in a general way, like spa care. I love taking a bath or taking a shower and making my own facial mask out of egg yolks or something like that. Or my mom, when I was little, told me that if you put beer on your hair and rinsed it, then it made your hair really soft. So I always wanted to try like kitchen hacks like that. And so that was kind of the fun part of skincare. And then when I was a teenager and well into my adult life, I have struggled with very bad cystic acne for most of my life. And so that got me more into the scientific side of skincare, because before I was more about, you know, whipping up my own recipes in my kitchen and putting scents in from essential oils or things that I had around the house. And I just knew what felt good and what smelled good and what ended up working through my little home experiments. But I didn't get into the study of skincare and sort of the chemistry and even the pharmaceutical side of skincare until I was a little bit older. And I had to learn how to take care of my own cystic acne. I have seen many doctors, dermatologists, estheticians, and all different kinds of professionals, some of whom helped me and many of whom did not help me. So I really got interested in just trying all these things out for myself and learning about what else was affecting me as well as skincare, but from the inside, from the outside, and all the things I could do to help heal my cystic acne.
And When you grew up, I hear that your parents were a little bit on the woo-woo side. You kind of grew up knowing how to make your own products. You even had essential oils in your childhood a bit. And then it was kind of later in life you discovered more of the sort of chemical or high-tech side of skincare. And so that kind of puts you in a really interesting position where you kind of know probably the best of both worlds. Tell us more about that.
Sure. I actually don't know if my parents really knew anything about essential oils per se, but they definitely had just their standby things that they'd always use. Like, I grew up in Vermont. It's very rural. A lot of things come from the farming industry. My dad works with his hands a lot, so he just uses what works, and it happens to be a lot of times like old farmers' remedies, like udder balm, or there's this thing called badger balm, which I'm sure you've heard of, which is just chock full of supernatural ingredients, like natural butters and waxes and essential oils, and it just works. So that's just what I grew up with, like kind of knowing those very simple, like I said, I tried things in my kitchen, like eggs and beer and stuff that you would just have that was food or something simple. So that's kind of how I started with that stuff and what I fell in love with. And then, like I said, once I started having acne problems, I actually, like I said, a lot of doctors wanted to prescribe drugs for me, and I was very scared of that, and my parents did not like that either. Like, my mom didn't want me to go on birth control because, and it wasn't because of like moral reasons, it was because she was afraid of what kinds of, you know, what that would do to my reproductive system, how it would change my body, and what it would mean long term, and all these things that I wasn't thinking about as a teenager, but she had concerns about. And so I was always very careful with things like that because my parents were not quick to like jump on a quick fix drug or something like that. But you know, they wanted to help me, and they wanted doctors to help me. And so they were very encouraging when I wanted to learn for myself, like exactly what was going into these drugs or these topical treatments. And it was a lot of trial and error, but once I kind of subjected myself to a lot of really aggressive acne treatments, then I just got sick of it. And I was like, I have to learn for myself, like what this is doing to my body and what is working, what's not working, what's useless, and what's, you know, a deeper meaning, a deeper cause rather of what's coming out on my skin. So that at that point, and I was probably in my mid-20s, then I decided, okay, I need to know chemically what's happening. So I went to an extended certificate program to learn more about cosmetic chemistry as it relates to skincare, because I wanted to know, like, how are these products formulated, and what's a drug versus what's a cosmetic and things like that. And so then I got more deeply into the science of it all and got really excited about that too.
Yeah, knowledge when it comes to what you are putting into or on your body is so important. So after learning all that you did through your certificate program, is there any advice or tips that you'd give to someone who's just like desperately looking for answers for their acne-prone skin?
The biggest thing I would say is, everyone probably already knows this, but I feel like it bears repeating at every possible turn. There's no quick fix, just like anything in life. I think a lot of marketing out there for acne, you know, wants to sell you a pill or a cream that's going to fix, quote unquote, fix you in a week or a month or 3 days or whatever their clinical study says. But those clinical studies are almost always done in-house, funded by the company that makes the product. It's very rare that they have, you know, third-party testing to what I would consider a degree that would match up with, like, you know, a pharmaceutical claim. So I would say be wary of anything that promises you a quick fix and anything that promises you a one-pronged approach, because acne specifically, and any skincare, but really specifically acne, requires a multi-pronged approach. It's not just about the one thing you put on your skin or the one pill you take. Like, it's everything. It's really a holistic approach that needs to be taken with acne. So it comes down to, you know, what you're putting on your skin, how you're taking care of your body as a whole. Things like sleep and nutrition can really affect your skin.
you know, digestion, all of those things. So it really requires that you look at your whole body and lifestyle as a whole and not just one quick fix type of thing.
I've always been a believer that good skincare starts in the gut. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, 100%. That's another really big thing to look for, is anything that's only, you know, promising a topical result, because you're right. The gut is so important for your skin, and particularly with acne, which, like I said, that's what I have more experience with, but this applies to anything in the skincare world too. Your gut is like basically what processes everything for you. So if you think about it, if you're eating, you know, things that aren't so good for you, and your digestion is having problems, and you're not processing things properly, like, that all comes out on your skin, and that might be in things like acne, blemishes, which can be painful, as well as, you know, things you don't like the look of, but it's painful too, physically. It could also just be like sensitivity in the skin. A lot of people suffer from eczema, rosacea, things like that, especially now in the pandemic when we're washing our hands all the time and being extra hard on our skin from the outside. You have to really replenish yourself from the inside too.
And since digestion, healthy gut are so important for healthy skin, what are some of your best tips for people really needing to focus on their gut? What's a good place to start?
I definitely recommend pro and prebiotics for pretty much everybody. I would say most people don't get enough of that kind of balance. Though that being said, there's very specific types of products that are approved for that, you know, for actually repopulating your gut flora and helping the digestion. So I would say be very careful about the claims that different products make in that category. Doctors sort of overprescribe antibiotics, in my opinion, and those can really throw off the balance of your gut. And so pre and probiotics are really important in restoring that balance. It's kind of like the other side of antibiotics is like the probiotics, if that makes sense. It's not going to be like a one pill type of thing. It'll be like a month or a few months to get your gut flora back into balance. And that's really going to help anything that you're processing in your body. And that helps your skin, because your skin is basically the end goal of like your body's detoxing, right? So anything that shows up on your skin is something that's coming out from the inside. So the more you can heal the inside with the pre and probiotics, you know, the better result you're going to have aesthetically on the outside, for sure.
And a basis of just clean, healthy food, making sure you're not putting too many pesticides and chemicals into your diet that may be hiding in, you know, on the flesh of the fruits and veggies, or crazy, you know, artificial flavorings that are in those packaged foods. Like, those are not going to help your gut, especially if you're focusing in on really healing from the inside out.
I think anything that focuses on a whole food diet, the more you can prepare yourself so that you know what's going into it, I think is really important. Honestly, that was one of the biggest things that helped me with my own skin, was learning to like fall in love with cooking and food preparation again, because I knew exactly what was going into my body in a way that I hadn't before, you know, growing up on processed foods and stuff like that.
And as you said, you know, antibiotics can be really damaging to the gut, which can really show in the skin, especially if you're acne prone. And so be careful of the kind of meat you're eating, you know, making sure, because you might not be taking an antibiotic, you know, prescription, but if you're eating lots of conventional meat that has not been raised, you know, with that holistic mindset, then you're going to be ingesting the antibiotics that were likely given to that livestock. It's, you know, such a common practice, unless you're specifically searching out antibiotic or hormone-free meat, you know, that if you're eating a lot of meat, it can make a huge difference. As far as essential oils for gut health, which ones have you used or would you recommend for supporting a healthy gut?
My favorite, I love peppermint and lemon, either apart or together. peppermint's like the magical oil. It's probably my favorite essential oil just in general, both for ingesting and for uses all over the place in your home, you know, for headaches, everything. It's like that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where they spray like Windex on everything. That's my peppermint. I spray peppermint on everything.
So yeah, peppermint and lemon for sure, really good for digestion. I've also heard, I haven't personally tried these, but bergamot and ginger I've heard are really good. Clary sage. Ginger I've never taken as an oil, but I definitely have had like ginger tea and stuff like that. Super good for like an upset stomach or calming nausea, stuff like that, which I know is working in my gut, you know?
Yeah, it's a very powerful essential oil. The smell, it's really interesting because I love the smell of fresh ginger and like fresh ginger cooking and ginger tea. But the ginger essential oil, I guess the way that it's distilled or the way it's really concentrated down, it has like a really funky, strong smell to me, but it's really powerful. And sometimes I'll put it in a capsule if I want that extra support. And then I don't have to smell like that weird. It's hard to describe it, but it doesn't smell like what you would think ginger essential oil would smell like for sure. But it's very powerful. I've used that one a lot for digestive support. It's in one of my favorite blends is called Digize. It's got ginger in it. It's got a little fennel as well, some anise oil. And I call it my Indian buffet oil because I always I always need it after I eat at the Indian buffet.
I love it.
Yeah. But, you know, any extra help you can give to your system, aiding in that digestive process is so important and it can really make a huge difference. So what are some essential oils that you think could be good candidates for people to incorporate into their skincare routine?
My favorite for almost anyone is jojoba oil. And the reason I love that one is because it's very similar to our natural oils that we produce in our skin anyway. So it's really a nice carrier for anything else. And I love to mix, like take a base of jojoba oil and then just mix like whatever your kind of perfect oil is for your type of skin. So like anything, skin has types and it really depends. It's super individualized in terms of, you know, what I would tell someone to use personally, but I can give a little bit of like each type of skin. So for dry skin, I really love Immortelle, which I think is helichrysum. You would know this better.
Yeah, that's one of the nicknames for helichrysum oil.
Okay, so I know it as Immortelle, and it's amazing for a drier skin because drier skin can be prone more to things like wrinkles and rashes and things like that. And Immortelle is just really a nice, like, it helps, it gives you that glow, basically. So I know dry skin can lack that a lot because it's not producing as much oil. So Immortelle is, like, in every anti-aging product ever. It's amazing. And it is more of sort of a higher price point, but a little goes a long way, like any essential oil. So it's great to just drip a little bit in your moisturizer, in a coconut oil, in a jojoba oil. And it's awesome for drier skin, for anti-aging. For oily skin, which I have extremely oily skin, I love tea tree. Tea tree is an incredible oil. It's actually been proven. It's one of the only essential oils that has like massive amounts of studies done on it for skincare specifically. It's as effective as benzoyl peroxide, which is a very common ingredient in like over-the-counter acne medications. But benzoyl peroxide has a lot of nasty side effects. It can affect your endocrine system. It can be really, really drying and uncomfortable. And tea tree oil is just as effective at treating acne, but it doesn't have any of those side effects. So I love tea tree oil. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I also have this blend that is incredible. It's like frankincense, evening primrose, and geranium. And that's a good one for more of a combo skin because it's kind of a little bit of everything and nothing that's too, you know, leaning too far one way or the other in terms of oily or dry skin. And most people have a combo skin where like some parts of their face are a little drier, some parts are a little oilier, or overall they just kind of have like a neutral skin. They're not struggling with like acne or wrinkles yet or whatever. It's just kind of a good, that's a nice blend for just, you know, if you're kind of doing preventative care.
And what would you say to someone who is like, oh, I don't need to do a whole skincare routine. Like I take a shower every day. Do I really need to go the extra mile and do all that stuff to just my face?
Yes, I'm a big proponent of a separate skincare routine for your face because it's just different skin. For first of all, it's most people, I think, like to present to the world, and your face is what everybody sees. So I think that definitely warrants like a different kind of attention than like the back of your elbow where you're scrubbing in the shower, right, or whatever,
or your butt crack. Right?
Exactly. It's just different.
Let's
different
treat needs. Our faces better than our butt cracks.
Exactly. Different needs for different parts of your body. Also, showers, I would say most people tend to take like pretty hot showers, and the skin on your face is very delicate. And so if you're shooting your face with hot water every morning, you're actually probably doing more harm than good, because it'll dry your skin out. It's just like kind of an assault on your face. Mm-hmm. And you can end up with things like broken capillaries, a lot of redness, stuff like that. So it's just different. You know, if you're showering to get clean after a workout, like that's totally different than like bathing your face and pampering yourself a little bit. So I like to look at those things as totally different things. And everybody has different needs at different parts of their body. So yeah, I think a customized routine for your skin is really important. That being said, it doesn't have to be this big production. I think that's a big misconception in skincare, that, you know, in order to have a routine of skincare, it has to be all these expensive products, and I have to spend 40 minutes every morning, you know, doing a mud pack on my face and all this stuff. And that's just not the case. Even for the most low maintenance person, you can develop a skincare routine that's quick, that's easy, that prevents, that protects, and that's it. That's really all you need. You don't have to get super complicated about it. If you want to get super complicated about it, you can, and you can treat it like a spa day, and that's amazing too.
So I'm playing devil's advocate here, but can I just use like my makeup wipes and call it a day?
I'm a huge hater on makeup wipes. Anyone who knows me is like, don't say the word makeup wipe around her. And the reason is just because they don't really clean, honestly. I don't know how to be less blunt about it, but they don't really clean. Like, if you think about, you know, if you go around with your hands all day and you're touching things and you're eating things and you're pumping gas and whatever, like, you don't go home and wipe them off with a tissue. You wash your hands, right? And it's the same with a makeup wipe. Your face gets everything that you go through in the whole day. You might have makeup on, you might have, you live in LA like I do, you will have smog all over your face by the end of the day. Now in COVID, you know, you might be with other people. So you come home and you really want to wash your face off and get everything from the day off. Same thing in the morning. I sweat when I sleep. I toss and turn and I'm sweaty. So when I get up in the morning, I want to wash that off. You know, it's not really the same with a wipe where you're just kind of doing a superficial swipe of things.
Now, tell us like a basic essential oil skincare routine that someone that wants to do just very simple, like, are you a fan of the 3-step process with like cleanser, toner, moisturizer? Like, what's your simplest approach?
I would say the simplest and most important things for if someone's just starting out and maybe they want to spend as little time as possible is cleanse, moisturize, and protect. So cleansing can be done with something that's just like a gentle moisturizer. A gentle cleanser. There's really no need to spend a lot of money on a cleanser of everything. That's like the thing that's very simple. You could do an oil cleanser. You could do like a gentle milky cleanser. The only thing I would stay away from is anything with sulfates or surfactants. You don't want something that's like a dish detergent style of foamy and just drying you out. You want something really gentle, but that's like a very easily available. So cleanse, moisturize. Again, that's something that can be really simple. For a lot of people, it could be that essential oil blend that I was talking about earlier, like a jojoba carrier oil with, you know, a little bit of tea tree in it if you're oily. And that can be your moisturizer. And then protect, which everybody needs a sunscreen. Like, that's the thing that I think people skimp on the most, and we all need sunscreen. Like, I don't care where you live. Unless you're living like a badger in a cave, then you see the sun and you get blue light from your computer and all these things, and the sunscreen is going to be something that will protect you from not only UV rays, which are obviously, you know, cause aging, cause cancer in worst case scenario, but also from things like pollution and smog and any kind of, you know, whatever you're going to hit going out into the environment wherever you live.
I especially never thought about the rays from like a computer, because someone who maybe works in a cubicle all day, they're like, well, I don't need sunscreen. I'm inside all day. Right. But if your face is in front of a screen all day, I had never even crossed my mind the UV or blue light rays coming from the computer screen affecting your skin. Yeah. But I'm assuming a high quality sunscreen here you would want to put on your face would protect you from that.
Yeah, and mostly now, if you look at sort of your average sunscreens in a skincare brand, they will say what they block. And so if you look for UVA, UVB, or anything that says broad spectrum sunscreen, then it's protecting you from all of those things. And I think that's becoming more obvious, like during the pandemic, where people have been working from home and more on their screens, that people are starting to see effects of that, you know, and now people are starting to wear like blue light glasses, and we're realizing how much that does have an effect on our eyes, our skin, everything.
Well, this has been wonderful, Susanna. I've learned a lot and thinking about my skincare a little bit differently now. So thanks for sharing all that with us. I know you have tons of experience in this area. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests a couple closing questions. And the first is just, what's one or two things you try to do every day to stay healthy?
I obviously have a skincare routine, and that's actually really important to me, not just for the aesthetic value, but because it's my time, it's kind of meditative. And mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to have something like that in their life. I've always been a proponent of, you know, spa culture being accessible to everyone. It's not something that you have to go to the spa and pay a lot of money for. Like, you could take 10 minutes in the morning where you lock the door and you're alone in the bathroom, and that's your time, right? You brush your teeth, you wash your face, you put a little oil that smells amazing on your face, and you just think about your day and what amazing day you're gonna have. And that's, I think that's a really important piece of self-care that seems small and trivial, but is actually really important.
No, it comes up time and time again. I mean, just think about how powerful the emotion of happiness and self-love can be, and the effects that can have on your whole body. Like, it's real, it's true, it's powerful.
Absolutely.
Well, finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I would love to ditch the phrase, let your skin breathe. I hear the time. And I hear it even more now. I specialize in nail. I'm a nail tech also, and I specialize in nail art. And I hear it even more now, let your nails breathe. And I just wish we could ditch that, because I think it's giving us a weird idea of like what our skin is and what our nails are, because your skin doesn't have lungs. Your nails don't have lungs. It doesn't need to breathe. It needs to be taken care of. So I wish we would just let go of letting our skin breathe and actually look at it as an organ and that needs to be taken care of and pampered.
Well, this has been fabulous, Susanna. Thank you so much. For people that want to learn more about you, the work you do, or get involved, what's the best way for them to be a part of your world?
Yes, definitely check out my Instagram. It's Susanna Kent, which is my name. I talk a lot there about a little bit of everything, California life and skincare and beauty, makeup, stuff like that. I'm also right now offering for listeners of your podcast a 50% off on a Zoom skincare consult. So I have a lot of people asking me sometimes about, you know, what should I do? What's right for my skin? Can you help me with this sunspot or this wrinkle or whatever? So if anyone's looking to get into a little routine, we can go as simple or as complicated as you'd like.
Very cool. Well, what's the normal price? And so then what would be the 50% off, so people can plan for that?
Yeah, I would normally charge $150 for that. So 50% off is $75. And it's a nice little Zoom consult. It will be about 30 to 45 minutes.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Susanna. This has been wonderful. And
thank you.
Appreciate you sharing your wisdom here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you. It's so nice to chat with you. And I'm so excited to connect with all your listeners.
Thanks so much for tuning in. The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can find me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright, and you can follow our podcast page on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Don't forget to submit your recipe into our DIY dugout if you'd like to be entered to win our monthly giveaways. I want to say a special thank you to anyone who's taken the time to leave us a rating or review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.